This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming live online and on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget about everybody that's helping in the coronavirus effort all around the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, to the factory workers, to the butchers and bakers and maintenance and janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks keeping the oil moving all around the country and all around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, and you guys ought to feel good again. Price of oil went back up again yesterday. So, follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click on like and then jump into the chat room like a whole bunch of people are doing right now talking to us. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is what it say, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the night out with Hunter Biden, because the Senate committee yesterday, that would be Lindsey Graham's committee, the Intelligence Committee, or no, that's not intelligence, what is that? That's, well, whatever it is, he voted to, their committee voted to authorize a subpoena as it probes the business ties of Hunter Biden. Now, there's a double whammy going on here because old daddy boy Joe is also being investigated by the country of Ukraine, who is investigating the leaked tapes that they have reportedly of loan talks between the ex-president of the Ukraine who got voted out, remember?
That's right, yeah.
And Vice President at the time, Joe Biden, who not only had his son Hunter benefit, but his brother benefited from some things that happened there in the Ukraine. So this is starting to get really interesting. And again, this is why the pressure is on so much on the President Donald Trump, because these things are going to come out. I mean, there's no way, I don't believe, that they can keep this quiet anymore.
Well, that's right, Captain, and certainly what's happening over in Ukraine right now is they're looking into a criminal inquiry, starting that up, into essentially tapes that were leaked that seemed to have Joe Biden on it and so forth, talking about the $1 billion loan guarantees that would have been part of this deal that we've heard so much about. You want the $1 billion, you got to get rid of the prosecutor. But nothing on the tapes up to this point seems to be necessarily incriminating, but they are looking into this, and we're going to see where it goes. But certainly in this kind of investigation, one might think that they will start scooping up other information. So stay tuned, as they say, because we know that we already have Joe Biden on tape saying, you know, bragging about how he got all that stuff done if they wanted the money. And so, again, it continues.
Now, there's a breaking story that's been coming, developing tonight about Susan Rice and her dishonesty surfacing once again through some of these leaked documents and emails that have come out, and this is about Benghazi. Remember when she was shipped out there by the Obama administration to do the Benghazi, whatever they want to call it, when she was telling the story of the government?
That's right, when she went on all the 5 Sunday programs basically saying the same thing about Benghazi. Yeah.
Well, there is an email now that has surfaced that was labeled at one time top secret that the DNI director, acting DNI director, Richard Grenell, has released, which shows that she not only knew what was going on, but she countered put together an email and sent it around to everybody advising him of exactly what was going on, and it contradicted what she said on television. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. And I recall at that time, Captain, instead of Hillary Clinton actually going out and talking about the events in Benghazi, that's sort of where Susan Rice came in and fit the bill to go out and start that disinformation campaign about what really happened, culminating, of course, later on with Hillary Clinton with her famous "What Difference Does It Make?" Remark about the whole thing. So what was going on in terms of the information flow that was coming out was just abominable, no doubt about it.
Now, I'm going to do something here, and I don't care who doesn't like it. Senator Kamala Harris, who's your senator in California, one of them, right?
Right.
Is introducing a resolution condemning the Chinese virus as racist, if you use the word Chinese virus. So I'm going to explain something to the senator and anybody else that subscribes to her way of thinking. According to the Washington Free Beacon, such anti-Asian sentiment includes referring to the virus that originated in Wuhan, China, as the Chinese virus or Wuhan virus. Well, China named the virus COVID-19, which stands for China Originated Viral Infectious Disease Number 19, or Strain Number 19. That's what COVID-19 stands for. They give it their own definition, with the first word being China. So I just want Kamala Harris to sit down and shut up, because once again, she doesn't have a clue what she's talking about.
No, this is purely for political purposes. President Trump and others have referred to it as the Wuhan virus, the Chinese virus, this kind of thing. I don't think that the president's ever used the term Kung Flu. That was talked about in the press briefing room, but the president has consistently simply said Chinese virus or Wuhan virus, not a racist implication.
That's what China called it, and hold that thought, and folks will be right back. And if you didn't know that, COVID-19 actually means a Chinese originated viral infectious disease. This one happens to be number 19. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. You're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he does a great job with that little liner, and I appreciate him doing that. He's waiting for me to come back to him, but I got to tell everybody that this portion of the program, as most of you already know, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that can help you, and I've been taking the product for 4 years, ever since I found out about what it would do for me and what it has done for me. And it took me out of pain, because I had nagging pain. I have arthritis, and that's very painful, but I also had my back that was fused, and I had my ankle that was replaced. So I had back pain, I had arthritis pain, and then on top of that, I had ankle pain. So neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, just general muscle aches and pain altogether. This is the product that will work for you, Relief Factor, and you can try the 3-week, $19.95, 3-week quick start by going to the website that they gave me. It's called relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, look at the little 2.5-minute tutorial with Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor, and then after you do that, you'll be prompted to go ahead and order the Relief Factor 3-week quick start for $19.95. It'll be the best thing you ever did if you're in pain. I absolutely flat out tell you that it will work, because it's worked for me and thousands of other people, and I get hundreds every month responses from people that tell me thank you. One word, thank you. So thank you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we mentioned Susan Rice, didn't we?
Yes.
And I want you to hear what Kelly... Now, let me ask you a question before I play this. Do you trust Susan Rice to either do anything truthfully or to say anything truthful anymore?
Not with everything I've seen of her and what she's done over the years. No, of course not.
All right, well, listen to what Kellyanne Conway had to say mano a mano, and she also threw Joe Biden into the mix.
Later, so this all should be investigated.
A lot of questions, no doubt, but what you're talking about in terms of a transition is some 3 years ago now. Here we are in 2020. Susan Rice is being talked about as a potential VP nominee for Joe Biden. Your thoughts not just on that, but big picture here, what kind of accountability then are you calling for? It's one thing to have hearings on Capitol Hill, as Lindsey Graham wants to, but John Durham is doing this investigation. A lot of speculation. Chuck Grassley and others have said something may be coming in the next few weeks. What are you expecting?
You've seen the long short list of Joe Biden's VP choices. They all happen to be female. He sounds like a co-ed at the end of a frat party. I need a woman. So now he has binders of women he's looking through. And he's got people like Sally Yates and Susan Rice allegedly on this list. And those are two women who were very involved in this, in the shenanigans that were happening in the days before we got here to the Trump White House. She can't be trusted. And she's proved that. And I think the very easy question she would be asked in a debate against Vice President Mike Pence, which he clearly would win, is, well, what did you know? When did you know? Why are you writing emails to yourself? Why are you saying one thing on TV? Do you realize she was asked by a network anchor on a show, quote, can you rule out that President Trump is a Russian asset? And she basically shrugged her shoulders. She couldn't rule out that the current President of the United States is a Russian asset. So she lacks credibility. And you know what, Ed, I got to push back on the fact that because this was 3+ years ago, it doesn't matter. Excuse me.
There you go. And that's Kellyanne Conway. And I'm telling you, she's always, I love her because she's not afraid to get down and get into it.
Well, exactly right. And basically, Captain, you know, I appreciate what she was saying about, you know, just because this is 3 years ago, you know, it's not ancient history. It's incredibly relevant what was happening, especially in the last part of the Obama administration, vis-a-vis the Trump campaign, then Trump winning, and then the transition, all these things, the surveillance, the people who knew about it, the people who would have been in on it. The American public has the right to know and to make a choice based on these kinds of actions or shenanigans, as Kellyanne put it. And so I don't think people want to forget that stuff. It's not so long ago. It's front and center at the very heart of whether or not we are going to continue doing the things that we've been doing, or we're going to put the machine back in power. I mean, this is really scary stuff.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, the thing of it is we had a congressman, Representative Bill Johnson, who came out and said he is trying to rally support and is starting to get some for an impeachment inquiry on Judge Sullivan. That's the judge in the Flynn case. And by the way, the Flynn case right now is awaiting a Court of Appeals ruling. And if they rule in the favor of Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, this judge is going to be ordered to stand down doing what he's doing and to do what needs to be done with this case, and that is to dismiss it. And if he does not do that, he will be removed from the case, which is not going to be a gold star in his record. It's going to be a big black check mark.
Well, right. I mean, the very fact that he's not dismissing the case seems to be extraordinarily unusual.
Somebody is bribing him. The deep state, somebody has got something on him. Want to bet?
Well, perhaps so. And, you know, Representative Johnson actually said that he, meaning Representative Johnson, said he swore to an oath to defend the Constitution. It says, well, Judge Sullivan failed to fulfill his. And so those are pretty strong words. And, of course, Captain, in the midst of all this, you don't really want to go take a poll out of people who want to file amicus briefs with the court to try to, you know, put your finger in.
Which the Supreme Court 1 week before just said that judge could not do.
That's right. That is what.
By a 9-0 decision, I might add.
Yeah, precisely. Because the idea is that judges need to decide things on the merits of the case as presented by the different parties involved. But again, the idea that this is highly political is just so blatantly obvious that if the situation were reversed, you better believe the news media and the Democrats would be absolutely going, you know, into orbit about this.
Right. Now, there have been a number of doctors on television lately, and every time they go on a liberal show or a liberal network or whatever, and they bring up the issue that people that are being locked into their houses and being kept from the outside are going stir crazy, and there's mental issues that are starting to happen, and people that aren't working, there's tremendous issues that are happening. Suicides are up, and they are, in fact, up. But doctors are raising the alarm all across the country about the health effects of any continued shutdown. People need to get out of the houses. They need to get back to work. They need to get back to going to the beaches, going to the grocery stores, going wherever it is that they go, the movie theaters, et cetera, et cetera, doing it safely. And if they can't do that, then we're going to see another result of this virus, and it's not going to be getting sick from the virus. It's going to be what happens when you lock people away.
Yeah, precisely. You know, there is an emotional toll and physical toll that's being taken across the country, Captain, for, you know, all different age groups of people. I don't think anybody is immune. And, of course, people who have stayed in touch with their friends and family members throughout all this can probably see the progression of when this whole thing started. Yeah, we could do a couple of weeks. Yeah, of course. Hey, what are we doing? People having fun, making YouTube videos, stuff like that. But as this has progressed, really, I think it's about 9 weeks now, we're starting to hear a lot of different things from friends and family members, like, I'm going to go crazy if this keeps going on too much longer. Not to mention, of course, people who are out of work, who've seen their life's work with their small business literally evaporate. I have dear friends who have a small business. They're not allowed to reopen yet in California, and they're hurting very, very badly. So this does take a toll. There's no doubt about it. And you can have Dr. Fauci, say, well, I just give the advice. They know people need to stay home, and I don't make policy. Well, my goodness, the only policy that we've had is everybody stop doing what they're doing. Don't come out of your houses to varying degrees.
It was a gross over-exaggeration to numbers that were highly inflated that never should have occurred. We have never shut our country down before for things that have been much worse than this in terms of numbers, and we never should have done this. I mean, for the life of me, and by the way, the Democrats succeeded with this one. They really did, pushing this thing along, because they've got the fear factor going. I still have met people today that are afraid to go out of their house and go anywhere. They get everything. Now they're getting everything delivered to them.
Well, that's right, and that's a major factor in this.
Yeah, they come out on their porch, and you talk to them, you walk over towards the porch, and they go, oh, don't come any closer. I'm not going out, so don't come any closer. I'm staying right here. You know, they're over 55 people, because I live in a 55 community, but, I mean, they're scared to death.
Yes, they are, and that is a real miscarriage.
It is. Hold that thought. All right, folks, when we come back, more. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about our Tampa sweetheart, Kaylee McEnany. She stuck it to Chris Cuomo yesterday. I mean, shoved it right in his face. And it's about damn time. Old Fredo got it socked to him. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Parts of central Michigan are underwater due to major flooding along the Tittabawassee River after days of heavy rain. More than 10,000 people are being evacuated around the town of Midland. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says evacuation centers are having to deal with elderly evacuees that are at risk for the coronavirus.
This is an event unlike anything we've seen before, and we've got to continue to all work together to observe best practices, do our part to help one another, and to wear our masks and continue to try to social distance.
President Trump says he's sending help by way of FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers.
I just spoke with Gretchen Whitmer. We'll be going to Michigan at the appropriate time. They have a big problem with dams breaking. You saw that. It's a big, big problem.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, that's Mike Gallagher. By the way, I left him one of my brand new radio show pens, stuck it on his door, scotch taped it to his door, so when he gets here this morning, he'll have one of my pens to write with. We'll see how that works out for him. By the way, this portion of the radio show brought to you by my friends at Geico. That's Geico Insurance. Geico spelled GEICO.com. They've saved me a lot of money over the 14 years I've been with them. They saved me a lot more money this year because they rolled everything back 15%, and I got shocked. So there you go. And they've been really good, really good. So check them out if you got a car, if you got a truck, RV, motorcycle, whatever it is you're driving. And by the way, they do homeowners and renters too, so you can go to the website Geico, GEICO.com, type in your zip code, get a quote online, or they'll tell you where your closest agent is, or you can do it that way, the old-fashioned way, by going to meet with your agent. All right, be right back here with Kyle Warren. There he is, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Now, our darling from Tampa, Kaylee McEnany, who is a Tampa girl. Mom and Dad live here, and they listen to the show from time to time. Sometimes you're up early, not this early, but usually, you know, last hour or so of the show, and they have heard the podcast. But Kaylee, yesterday, came out and just lit it up about Chris Cuomo, who was criticizing President Trump for taking hydroxychloroquine when he, in fact, did himself.
Yes. Isn't that really something?
So what is it that, is it just again that it's something the president did and maybe it helped the sale of hydroxychloroquine? which, by the way, he said he may stop taking now. Is that what it is? That it's something good for some good people to help him? I mean, what is this?
Well, I think, Captain, that, you know, there's such a game being played, in not only in Washington, but also, of course, in the left-leaning media, those in the media who are not for President Trump in any way, shape, or form. They don't like the idea of Trumpism, et cetera, et cetera. Not just Donald Trump, the man, but really what he represents. You know, that's a whole other discussion, really, as well. But yes, I think because the president lauded the possibility that hydroxychloroquine was looking promising, well, then they had to really go after him about it. But you better believe that a lot of these high-ups, power elite people, I'm sure that they have been taking it. And as far as I recall, Captain, we had reports of people being given hydroxychloroquine in New York City as a result of trying to treat COVID-19. And it really goes to the heart of the matter, Captain. You know, there may be different ways to treat people with COVID-19. I mean, heck, every single day we get some other new thing that COVID-19 does, a new symptom, a new effect, a new something or other. And so it would only stand to reason that in some people, hydroxychloroquine might do well because we've seen it. In others, it might not, but they might need another drug. But because we've been so stifled on being able to make any real progress, it's just a political nightmare.
Now, who is Michael Cohen?
He's the former attorney for President Trump.
And Michael Cohen is being released from prison by the end of the week, and he's going to be confined to his house with an ankle bracelet. He's going to be not only being released from prison, but he's supposed to serve the rest of his sentence at home under confinement where he cannot leave the house. And right away, he came out and said, I'm going to write a tell-all book about my experience with the president.
That's right. Well, just a few days ago, Michael Cohen, I think he was denied getting out of prison. So
right.
That changed very, very quickly. But, yes, that's right. He has been saying he wants to write a tell-all book. And I think he's also been warned by a Trump Organization attorney already about publishing such a book. And, of course, anything that he might say could also have national security implications or at the very least classified information implications. And so it would take some time for that to all be vetted. But again, the idea, Captain, is that this will all be dangled by the media. Oh, Michael Cohen's going to write a tell-all book.
That's right.
Oh, I wonder what's in it. It's all going to be bad, and we're finally going to get all the information we need to finally impeach Donald Trump again or some such thing like that.
Yeah.
And it's just the next iteration in the circus.
Yeah, and by the way, he may be told that he can't say anything because, after all, he's a convicted felon, and being how he's under house arrest, I mean, he's going to have to come on a computer and Skype and all that sort of stuff because he can't leave the house. And as far as I know, they probably won't let a camera crew come to him. But anyway, here's something else. We need an update on the Michigan Dam. I know the flooding got pretty intense yesterday. Where's that at right now?
Yes, it did get very, very intense, and of course the town of Midland itself, in addition to others, have also been evacuated. This was, of course, a dam that was on the Tobacco and Tittabawassee Rivers. It's about 140 miles north of Detroit, as we were talking about last night, but the town of Midland was under about 9 feet of water. Meanwhile, the lake, which is called Lake Wixom, I believe, that is pretty much drained out now, if you've seen any pictures of this that are on television or going around the internet, it's really quite something to see. But this dam, again, was built in 1925. Some say 1924, but that's about the time when it was built. And as we were reporting last night, Captain, at the very top of the program, there have been many questions about this dam's integrity and whether or not it could withstand flooding. And we understand the governor is saying there should be an investigation now. But goodness gracious, whatever this investigation uncovers, it's going to be absolutely ground-shaking for all this damage that could possibly have been avoided.
And I want you to listen to an email I got from a person that calls himself, and I believe it's a him, it could be a woman, Jan, J-A-N, from Midland, Michigan, which is one of the towns affected. They said, Captain, last night when the dam broke, we were thinking about staying around until the police came around and told us everybody had to leave. And then we heard as we were starting to pack things up and go and the floodwaters were coming into our town and starting to come up our street, we heard you talking about how serious things were. And because of you, we got a little bit faster in our packing up and we got out just in time. This morning when we looked at our house on television, it was 4 feet deep around the house with water. Thank you very much for doing what you did for the folks of Midland. We'll tell everybody about your show. And they were listening to us on the station that we're on in Detroit.
That is really powerful. I'm so glad that they could, as they said, you know, get out of town as fast as they could, get away from the danger. What I've heard of described, Captain, too, is that far as the eye could see, you'd see the tops of the houses with the water all around them. So,
and remember, this happened at 8:30 at night, so by the time the water started coming down, it was dark.
Precisely, and there's nothing worse than having a flood come at you at nighttime when you can't see anything.
Man, you have no idea what's going on, and all of a sudden the river just keeps getting wider and wider and wider and wider. But, Jan, that's what we're here for. I mean, we are all about tomorrow's news tonight and keeping people informed about things that are going on that they need to know about. Now, a member of the Obama administration broke the law by leaking info on Mike Flynn's calls, so says Senator Marco Rubio. But how about if it was 39 or 40 or whatever the hell the number is, and they all leaked as well? Have we got that many people that broke the law?
Well, it seems like anybody who would leak such classified information would be guilty of that. And so certainly, just because if it was a many number of people, it wouldn't diminish that fact, I would think. But again, I think you had a lot of people in the Obama administration operating with the idea that they could do whatever they wanted. This was what they saw as the 2016 election was an abomination to them. They couldn't understand it. It just didn't compute, and I think they went way, way, way off the deep end and into illegality, obviously.
Now, do you think that this also had something to do with Joe Biden, who, ironically, the day he got the information was the day that another big leak went to the Washington Post?
Well, that is a very interesting coincidence, as we say in the biz. You know, that is certainly something to think about. And given the fact that Joe Biden himself just recently...
Oh, wait a minute. Joe Biden, the guy with the 3 degrees.
That's right. That's right. Well, he just recently said from the bunker, right?
I've got 3 if you want to consider high school as being the first one. High school, college, and then a master's degree. I got 3.
Well, that's right. Yeah, because back in the day, he did say he had these different degrees and this kind of stuff.
He said he graduated with 3 degrees. I was just watching a video that came over the news here.
That's right. That's right. And there were news reports at the time that said, you know, this was not true. And then he sort of double-talked his way out of that and this kind of thing. He's been real slick for a lot of years before Bill Clinton ever really came on the scene. I mean, Joe Biden was the original slick, he was Slick Joe.
Slick Joe, yeah. Slick Willie, you got Slick Joe. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to go to our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. And, yeah, there's some weather to talk about out there. But don't go anywhere. I've got Kyle Warren with me, and we're going to be right back with more. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs
become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. It's just a shame, and that's all.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody. We are going to get right into the music. I got one of the classics here. Was trying to queue up. I didn't want to come up in the queue here, but it is what it is. But it's there now. 6 days on the road, Dave Dudley.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills, and my eyes open wide.
It's Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road. And by the way, that goes out to Thomas the Suicide Jockey, who's out there delivering that there petrol, gasoline on you and all that. And we'll get into a little price here when we come back, because we had some oil prices here yesterday, which got kind of interesting, if you will. They went back up again. Futures went up. But we've got heavy rain from a slow-moving system, which is going to shift northward on Thursday, but the heavy rain will persist for much of Virginia to the North Carolina coastline. Now, dangerous flash flooding will be possible, especially in the steep terrain, especially around West Virginia, Kentucky, the mountains of Carolina, the mountains of Virginia. Now, widespread flooding already is occurring, and it'll worsen with additional torrential rain, rather, in the south and the central plains, where some severe storms may develop right now. Let's bring Kyle Warren into the mix. Kyle, I don't see anything bothering anybody in California, do you?
No, we got really nothing on the satellite, but we do have some warming temperatures as we're going to start heading into the Memorial Day weekend, both in Northern California and Southern California. High 80s, maybe see some 90s as well as we head into Memorial Day.
Well, Florida is going to be in the 90s every day, starting today and tomorrow, right straight through Memorial Day. And that's, again, a really good thing for the virus, which is another reason why our numbers are dropping and why people need to get outside. Because, I hate to tell you this, but Florida lives with air conditioning. But right now, maybe it's the time to let it get a little bit warm and kill all these germs. Because the warmer it is, the more sunlight you can get around, the faster it just absolutely kills the stuff within a matter of minutes.
Well, sure. Yeah, exactly. At least that seems to be the way it goes for a lot of these seasonal things that come around, and that's, I think, why we even call them seasonal, because during the summertime we see significantly less.
Flu's been that way for years, my friend.
Exactly, exactly.
Uh-huh. Now, the other thing is that, let's go up north, because we'll stay out west for a minute. Up there in Washington State, you've got some flash flood watches, flash flood warnings, where it's been raining for the past several days. The Hood River Valley, up on Cabbage, and Pendleton, Oregon, and then south of Coeur d'Alene and the mountains there, and the southeastern corner of Washington State, as well as some windy conditions up in Montana with some rain along the border with Idaho, and then looking over in Nevada, you got some winds south of Reno and the mountains there. We do have tonight some developing thunderstorms by the looks in Texas down there. It looks like it's around Laredo. It's starting to fire up right now. Do you see that?
Yes, I see that right there. Exactly.
Now, over there in the southeastern corner of New Mexico, may have some of the same going there by the looks of it, some winds, and it looks like there's some development starting the northern part of New Mexico along I-40 right around Albuquerque. Maybe something going on there, southeastern corner of Colorado as well. So there could be some development there today, moving to the east towards Kansas and Oklahoma, and certainly it looks like in Texas. Now, there's a tale of two cities over there right now in the central part of Pennsylvania and the southwestern corner of New York. We have a frost warning there tonight, where it's been so warm everywhere else, it ain't warm there.
Well, exactly right.
Yep. And then up in Maine tonight, we've got some unsettled conditions in the northern part of Maine, where we've got everything from wind to some showers to possibly some development there. Might be some thunder boomers in the mix, but there's a lot of different weather going on up there tonight.
Very, very true. And then there was also, you might have mentioned, Captain, the fire weather warning that we see down in New Mexico, around the Carlsbad area. That's where I'm seeing that being indicated tonight as well.
Now, let's talk about oil for a minute, because that is the number one expense for anybody that's got a truck out there trying to make money. West Texas crude has gone up to $33.49 a barrel, went up another $1.53 yesterday. Brent crude is up $35.75, went up $1.10 yesterday. The wholesale price of gasoline stayed at $1.04, been there for 2 days in a row. Diesel is at 99 cents a gallon. It's gone up a little bit, but it's staying right there. But it looks like as if the oil prices are going to start creeping back up, because the one-year forecast on a barrel of oil is up to $38, and that's got the guys up in the frozen tundra, if you will, thinking that the price is going to come back. And they were in 40-some-odd dollar a barrel oil is what they had all financed at, and anything down below that was not helping them at all.
It's not helping them at all, but, you know, we still see with the ongoing concerns of economic activity in the United States, that continues to put pressure on prices to keep them down. But at the in the same time, though, OPEC is now saying that it looks encouraged because we've seen a lot of these output cuts that the people have, or these different industries have actually come through on. So combination of those things, and then also the fact that we're not storing as much gas and oil as we were, all that adds up to some of these rising prices that we're seeing.
Now, what has the automobile industry in particular, Toyota, done to try to counter this, to try to force the prices back down? What have they done?
Well, I know that they've been going to simply hybrid models, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, all their new cars, starting this year and into the future, are going to be hybrid, all of them.
That's right. That's right. I think their famous minivan and these kinds of things are all going to be, all the models.
Yep, they are betting the farm that this is a way for them to go. And people have had it with the expenses, the high expenses with gasoline going up and down and this, that, and the other. And they're going to try it with some of their trucks, too. But, all I can say is if you're towing 15,000 pounds with one of those Toyota Tundras, you might not want to be messing around with anything other than a big V8 engine.
Well, that's true, and even though I understand with electric engines, there's all kinds of stuff to do with.
But they're not total electric. They're not total.
Well, that's right, because they're hybrids. They run on the battery, and then they charge them up, I suppose. But there's also the question in terms of because that's just a stepping stone to fully electric. But in order to do that, you have to have a real national infrastructure, and I think that Tesla's trying to work on that as well. But until you can get as much energy and as much distance that you can out of the power that
now,
contained in a gallon.
Now, let me tell you what I saw on the interstate over the weekend when I was out for a little trip and I had to go over the bridge. I actually saw an electric Freightliner test vehicle going down the interstate in Florida.
Really?
A semi.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. It was loaded, too. I mean, you could tell by the way it was traveling, it was loaded, or they had weights on there to simulate a load, but it was an electric Freightliner. It was a conventional, and it looked just like something out of the future, and it was just traveling down the road, probably doing 65 miles an hour, because I had my cruise on 72, and I went right by them.
Wow. Well, you know, it's really cool sometimes to see those kinds of futuristic things or to see the new technology come in. One of the things, of course, is going to be cost and longevity of the new vehicles, and they will improve over time. That's a given. But, for example, last time I checked, it was a lot of money to replace batteries in an electric vehicle, which is much different than the longevity you might expect if you buy a gas-burning engine vehicle. But, again, a lot of those things, I think, will change over the years as they come.
Which leads us to Afghanistan. What's the big mineral they got over there?
Refresh my memory on that. Oh, lithium, probably lithium.
For batteries.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, there's supposed to be an untold supply of lithium over there, which is why North Korea has crews over there and China is getting the lithium because Afghanistan signed an agreement to give it to China.
Exactly.
Nice going, America.
No kidding.
All righty, hold the thought, folks, everybody. We'll be right back with more. Don't forget, Pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And make sure you stop on by, get yourself a free cup of coffee on me, tell them the captain sent you, and that's what you'll get. All righty, I'll be right back with more. And Kyle Warren.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why should I do it?
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.